There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 10 o'clock. Don't forget, around 9:05, Xavier Restrepo from the University of Miami will join us. But we turn our attention to high school football in South Florida, and wow. Wow, has there been a lot of news over the last couple of days. Somebody who's been on top of it from start to finish from the Miami Herald is Andre Fernandez. He's kind enough to join us. Andre, wow. That's all I can say. It's the end of the season's usually like kind of anticlimactic. You get ready for the playoffs. Hasn't been that way down here.
Yeah, what a bombshell yesterday to have not only one of the best teams in the state, but one of the best teams in the country. All of a sudden, the season gets wiped out. Like, none of us – I mean, even last week, I think when we saw Norlin and Western, you know, get hit with a couple of sanctions themselves, we sort of saw that one coming from days before. We kind of knew there was something going on. This one kind of – this one caught me by surprise. It really did. I mean, this was out of left field, really, like, to see that. And then the staggering effect that it has, I mean – I mean, not only on Central, but on other teams too. You know, namely, I mean, Northwestern obviously now stands to have a pretty, you know, conceivably, you don't want to say easy, but, you know, a much easier path for sure. And then, you know, the ripple effect it has just on the scene. I mean, you know, there's so many layers to it too. I mean, you hate to see that happen to any program like that. You know, I hate to see that happen, you know, for the reason that it happened. And Just what's going on lately. I mean, with a lot of this, you know, you hate to see these sanctions happening. Teams are, and let's be real, you know, probably a lot of pointing fingers behind the scenes happening too. That's kind of ugly to see that, you know?
Yeah. Well, not only that, I mean, first thing that I thought of is look at all the seniors, you know, who busted their tail, who had the opportunity, you know, the Ezekiel Marcelins, you know, the Floyd Picards, guys like that, who have busted their tail to try to achieve a state title, and it's gone. And there's nothing they can do. The innocence of the kids who had nothing to do with it. That's a tough part to take.
That's really hard. And you're right. I mean, you see, I mean, some of these guys, you know, like a couple of these guys you mentioned, yes, they're, you know, which is a good thing. They're blessed to have opportunities. We know they're going to have opportunities at the next level. But there's a lot of kids that, you know, either won't or need games like this that they would probably have had in the playoffs to improve the chances of landing those scholarships at big schools and things like that. So you hate to see that, and you hate to see just the opportunity too. I mean, you know, like in Marcelin's case, I know he experienced it as a sophomore, but still, you know, he worked so hard to now, you know, be the guy after Reuben Bain graduated, and not just him, but a lot of guys on that team. And you hate to see when something like that happens. It's happened also not just at Central, but it's happened around the state, a couple other programs too. I know First Academy, one team that I know, you know, you've been telling me about since the beginning of the season, and now they're out of the picture too for their own reasons. So, I mean,
yeah, no doubt. I mean, right, obviously, you talked about Western. Western lost a couple of games because they didn't report that they had transfers, or I don't know, who knows. But whatever it is they got stripped of their district championship. They become, what, a seventh or eighth seed now. But a team that I saw last week that has an opportunity to go a couple of rounds.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it changes the whole landscape for them. Ironically, I wonder if it lights a fire because, you know, they came out and they just blitzed a decent West Broward team.
Yeah.
And now you kind of wait and see. I mean, the state didn't come out with the rankings today because they're waiting till Saturday when the entire regular season's over to come out with the pairings. But you're looking at now, potentially, they're going to be – I mean, they're right now, they're the eighth seed in the region, which means they'd face Columbus. But after that win the other night, it stands to think that they might move up maybe to 7, maybe to 6. If they're 7, then they're back to having Columbus on the other side of the bracket. But – they'd still have to go on the road the entire time facing a Palmetto right off the bat. I mean, it's not the same road you would have had before. But a team like that, you're not condoning what happened. Obviously, it was an error, whatever you want to call it, that happened that put them in that predicament. But it kind of seems like it's galvanized them a little bit. I mean, at least from hearing Coach Rakovich talk and all of that. So who knows?
Yeah, we have him on in a few. We'll have him on in the next hour. We'll talk to him a little bit about that. But Andre, too, Norlin uses a player who got kicked out the week before the Heritage game, game that they won. They won the district title. And this may be the worst pill to take, is now Heritage becomes the number one seed in the state, and they get to be home. And this could have been Norlin very easily. And instead of having that game, that probably a rematch that's going to happen at Trask Powell, where Norlin can put 3,000-4,000 people on their sideline, now they'll be limited when they travel to Heritage because they don't seat that many.
Right. Well, and think about it this way, Larry. The two playoff games we sort of had circled as potentially on the calendar on the same weekend
are now at
Trask Powell Stadium. Are now gone, at least not from being there, because now Norlin would go to Heritage, and now the Central Northwestern game is up in smoke. So, I mean, it changes things there. I mean, can Norlin go on the road and win that game? Of course they can. If they play well, if their defense shows up, Ennio Yapur has another great game like we're used to seeing him have. If they can run the ball, like do all the elements they did to beat him in the first place, they can do it. But, after you win it on the field and you earn it on the field, now – you go into that tougher environment on the road. And like you said, you can't bring some friends and family, but you can't exactly bring the droves of alumni in like you were going to at Trask had you been able to host that game. So it does change things. And Heritage, you know what? I mean, now their record is even better after not only the forfeit by Norlin, but the forfeit to Northwestern too. So they already were going in as a 4-5, 5-4 team. I think it was, 5-4 before all this happened, with the toughest strength of schedule overall in the state. Now you throw two wins in the mix, 7-2. I mean, they could be a top five overall seed at this point.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, obviously, there's a lot to talk about when the seeding comes out on Saturday. We'll know a little bit more, and certainly in the next week or so, we'll have you back on. We'll kind of break things down as the second and third rounds come in. Andre, let everybody know how they could follow you, because certainly you got a lot of stuff going on. Almost every day something's happening. Let them know how they could follow you on social media as well as on your website.
Yeah. I've had to be like Adam Schefter or one of these guys checking my phone every 2 minutes with all this going on. But yeah, you can find it on MiamiHerald.com. Find me on Fernandez Andre C on X. And, we're going to be continuing to update everything. We'll have a story on this weekend once the playoff pairings come out, and then coverage of the postseason starting next week. And some games this week too. There's still a handful of games to be played this week that'll shift the rankings around a little bit.
Good stuff. Andre, I can't thank you enough, man. We'll talk soon. I guess tomorrow night I'm going to go to Cypress Bay because I haven't seen him. And then most likely Thursday night I'm going to go see Ransom Everglades and LaSalle.
I'll be there if you make the trip down to the Grove. I'll see you down there.
Good stuff. Thanks, Andre. We'll talk soon.
All right, Larry. Thanks.
Good stuff. Andre Fernandez, Miami Herald. Great first hour. Do not go away. We're coming back for one more hour.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.